Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so listen, we have a situation where in the financial world, the first Friday of every month is a big day. It's a jobs report. We find out what's going on in the economy, and there's a separate survey that gives us what the unemployment rate is for the month. Expectations are 600,000 to 700,000 jobs were created in the month of March, and the unemployment rate could dip from 6.2% to 6%. That's just the consensus expectation. What's going to happen? Well, we find out in about 40 minutes at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I want to welcome in Dave Smith from Rockland Trust here on the morning show with Ray and Brian. Ray, of course, off today, much deserved. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Brian, on this good Friday.
Yeah, listen, the whisper numbers, I'm being told, though, from what I see and read, could be even bigger. I mean, upward of a million. I mean, what do you expect to see, and how should people, because, like, listen, you're ensconced in this. I mean, how should what is your expectation, and how should people interpret it?
Well, my expectation is probably somewhere in between what is published by the economists and what you're hearing in the whisper numbers. You know, somewhere in the high six figures is probably what will happen. Whether or not that's a disappointment to the market is, you know, to be determined on Monday, because, as you know, the stock market's closed today.
Right.
It's an unusual circumstance. We get the jobs data, but we don't actually have a market reaction to it, except for the futures, which will be open for a little while after we get that data. But at the end of the day, you know, I think it's a very robust number. Anything in the high six figures is a remarkable statistic. And what that indicates to us is that the market is beginning to take advantage of the economic activity that we're seeing happening as the world begins to reopen, right? So a lot of these jobs are going to be in the services industries. As we all get back out and go to restaurants with more frequency, more people can be seated in the restaurants. They have to hire staff to take care of all that, and that's true of other parts of the services industry as well. So it's all positive stuff. How positive? TBD.
You know, it's interesting. I don't want to get political at all, but it's very interesting as, you know, the president goes out and pushes the American Jobs Plan, and we just had the COVID relief money go through. What is your sense that how much, I don't want to, because it's hard to make this an apolitical question. I would say, what is, and I'll take it from a business standpoint, what is that money? We don't know if the infrastructure is going to pass, but the $2 trillion with COVID relief, what is that going to do to juice this situation?
Well, in theory, I mean, an individual is getting a check, and ideally, from an economic perspective, if you're trying to stimulate the economy, they would take that money and spend it, right? And there's the multiplier effect on that. So if you go out and spend it at the restaurant staff then gets paid more. They go out
right.
and spend it on whatever they buy, and the economy gets a major benefit from that. In reality, what we've seen is, in many cases, a lot of folks aren't spending that money. They're putting it in the bank for a rainy day. They're paying down debt that they may have accumulated earlier in the recession. And so the economic implications obviously aren't as wide. And part of that comes from the very broad distribution of the relief, right? Some people are getting this money that probably don't need it.
Right.
Again, not being political, but when you sort of spread it around like a sprinkler, inevitably you're going to hit some things that you don't necessarily need to water.
But listen, Dave, I'm curious, and I don't know the answer. It's not a leading question, but if people are paying down debt and saving, that may not be good for GDP, but that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing, but is it necessary, right? At the end of the day, there's no such thing as a free lunch. The government is borrowing today against the future economic implications of the borrowing today, right? So at some point, the debt needs to be paid down. Or at some point, the market, global market, is going to be less inclined to own treasury securities, right? The level of debt at the U.S. government is approaching levels that we haven't seen ever. And even today, we're at levels that we haven't seen in a normal sort of non-wartime right. economic environment. And so you begin to get concerned that we're overdoing it. And sure, you're right, Brian, if people are using this money to stabilize their balance sheet, that's good for them. But at the end of the day, you're transitioning that debt that the individual has over to the government.
Right.
And again, the debt doesn't expire. It just gets transferred from one pocket to another, so right. to speak, in an economic perspective.
That's a good point. Dave Smith from Rockland Trust joining us here on The Morning Show. Brian Shackman here, Ray Dunaway off on this Good Friday. So, having said all that, with a backdrop, you have the S&P 500 hitting 4,000. And, the assumption is that if all this money is coursing through the veins of the economy, the market will just continue to go up and up. And so I don't know if you share that view. But then I'm looking at people who may want to, we know a lot of young people have used their money that they've saved from not traveling, not going out to eat and all this other stuff. They've used it to play in the market. So what's going to happen? I would say that if somebody wanted to go in today and start anew with an investing strategy, that's kind of nerve-wracking to enter at this level.
Well, certainly anytime you're at an all-time high, you're at an all-time high. That's just a sort of categorical fact. I think there are two separate things in what you just said, Brian. One is, if people are actually going out and setting up a long-term investment program, I remain convinced that in the future, 5, 10, 15 years down the road, they'll be happy they did, and if they stick to it particularly. If they're going out and speculating, which is unfortunately what we're seeing in some cases, people are taking that money, they're going out on Robinhood, and they're buying individual stocks that seem like they have been manipulated a little bit. They're buying other types of assets like cryptocurrencies that who knows what the future of those are. Speculation is concerning. Investment, to me, long-term, setting up a thoughtful, logical, long-term investment program is a very different conversation.
Well, I'm interested you brought it up. There are some conventional, traditional places that are really starting to take on things like Bitcoin, whether it's Goldman Sachs talking about it or Tesla says you can buy a Tesla with one. Where is Rockland Trust right now on that spectrum?
So, we tell our clients if they want to participate in that, they can sort of set up their own account and do it. We're not investing in the cryptocurrencies at the moment. We've explored it very deeply. We understand the technology behind it. And I think the technology has major applications in lots of things in our economy and in a business world. I'm not sure cryptocurrency is something that is something that we will invest in at any point in time. But at least at this point, we've concluded that it doesn't make sense on a broad spectrum. But we have clients who do like to try things and want to use their money in small amount of it and to sort of learn, and we're certainly open to that. And we can learn along with them. This is obviously a new world for everybody, and so we're not afraid to kind of dig in and understand it. But at this point in time, we're opting not to participate in that in a broad way.
We're talking with Dave Smith from Rockland Trust here, Brian Shackman on The Morning Show. Last question for me is, we talked about the market and the long-term investor. If they're in it for the long term, then it historically works well over the long term. But out of all the stuff we talked about with the stimulus money and everything else, what could derail the markets and cause some sort of correction? Obviously we can't foresee it, but what are some of the red flags that you would want people to look for?
Yeah, so in the short run, the thing that concerns me most is some sort of recurrence of the virus, right? If we get some variant that isn't protected, we're not protected from it via all the inoculations, either through having had it once already or from the current vaccination program. The market, if you think about it, the government has done everything they possibly can to stimulate the economy, spending copious amounts of money, doing everything they can from a Federal Reserve perspective. And if we were to have another major setback, we all had to retract and go back indoors and not be able to participate in economic activity. We've kind of used a lot of our weapons to fight economic drawdowns in the first round. And if we go into another round of that, it's probably not a likely outcome, but it's certainly something that would be non-desirable, and I think the market would not particularly do well in that circumstance. So that's in the short run. Longer term, I do get concerned about the spending. I, not to be political, but when you think about the most recent proposal, there's about $650 million of that's actually bridges and roads. There's a lot of other things in there that some might argue may not be economically stimulative.
Right.
And again, at the end of the day, there's no such thing as a free lunch. So we're going to have to pay back this debt at some point. And I say we, Brian, it might not be you and I. It might be our kids or our grandkids that are going to be on the hook to pay this bill
right.
back.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away.
And you look at the tax system, it's usually us and where we are that we pay for everything anyway. So. Dave, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Dave Smith from Rockland Trust joining us here on The Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.